Did you guys hear the Bible reading this morning? The gospel reading? Yeah. What did Jesus do in that reading? Did you hear something about some fish and some bread? Before we start, you who have been in the preschool, you probably know this answer. Who is the only one who can do miracles? Emmett, thanks for raising your hand, man. Jesus, is that right? Is Jesus the only one who can do miracles? That's exactly right. In the Bible reading, people were coming to him. They needed help. They needed their friends, their relatives, their loved ones to be healed by him. They needed to hear how much God loves them. So Jesus taught and he healed people. And he taught and he healed people. And he taught and he healed people. And he taught and he healed people until the day was almost over. It was supper time, and the disciples came to him. Let's see here. I got some pictures here. Here he is. He sat, taught. He taught them. He taught and he taught. And the disciples said, "Jesus, it's getting late. These folks are hungry. You better send them away so that they can go into town and buy food." What did Jesus say to them? Did you hear what he said? You didn't hear? Well, let me tell you what he said. He said, "They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat." Well, they didn't have anything to eat, but they found somebody who had a basket like this one, had 5 little loaves of bread about that size, and 2 fish in it. Was that enough to... Well, take a look at how many people are here today. Is this enough to give all of them enough, well, fish sandwiches so that they would be full? And then maybe have 12 baskets of leftovers? That's what Jesus did. The guy said, "We don't have enough." And he said, "Well, just have them sit down and I'll take care of it." And he took the bread and he did this. And he gave a blessing. Who's he talking to when he does that? He's talking to his Father God. Good job! He blessed the food, and then he gave it to the disciples, and he said, "Okay, feed the people." And they did. They fed them, and they fed them, and they fed them until they were all fed, and then they had to pick up 12 baskets full of leftovers, more than they had to start with. What do we call that? Starts with an M. A miracle! Nice job! A miracle! Good job! Who's the only one who can do miracles? Jesus, good job. He loves... Question before I give the answer. Why did he do that? He didn't have to do that. Why did he do that? Thanks for raising your hand. Because he wanted to be faithful for them. Because he cares. He wanted to care. Does he care for you? He does. He takes care of you. He gives you people to take care of you, people to teach you about him. Yeah, he does take care of us all. And he loves it when we thank him for that. Should we do that now? Let's pray to him. Let's thank him. Dear Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you that they know you. Lord, we especially thank you that you know them and that you have called them your children. You have saved them. Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, help us as a church to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. We pray all these things trusting in you. In the name of Jesus, amen.